Broken, bent and prostrate was the start of the day. Most of the day. I, for some reason, was not fast to turn down the gin last night. And PMO2. I've no money. But yet, though he slay me all the day long, I will still hope in him. Hi everyone, I'm thankful that you're listening in, and I'm just thinking about my life and my utter falling short of being a Christian, my absolute direct sin, my lifestyle, my character seems, I seem to be becoming a worse person, and every now and again I feel tragically misinformed. Yet we still hope, and like I said, although he slay me all the day long, I will still trust in him. I've been thinking a lot about the faith as an operating system, and to think that unbelievers just perish, and I don't know. I don't like to think that this way is the only way. It doesn't make much sense either, but I'm a witness to God's goodness. I have a testimony of God healing me and him helping me, which I lay hold on not forgetting and praising him now for this. I seem to be in a valley at the moment, to which I will continue pressing, because I do know that I will be one to arrive at a mountain range. It's actually good to hold thought towards your future, even now, in positive, in a positive vision, in a fresh, clean vision of you, your Lord, your strength, and it's also your salvation. I think I'm one to say call it what you want, and I'm not afraid to say I've been struggling today. There's things that I could have done, that I can do, that I press on. I've had a shower. I've had a couple of smokes, roll-up smokes, and a coffee. I'm not going to lose hope. And up in this cell, which is what is, by my own description, yet the Lord sent me hope. The Lord has sent me more encouragement. I've been praying still. Don't stop praying. And although he can oftentimes seem absent, he won't forsake you on the basics. I come to you with a message of encouragement in that here I am and here you are. Whether we're not actually moving forward, we're moving forward. No one knows what tomorrow brings. But I would say, gather strength, atone for your sins in all reverence and fear and worship. But you might not be a Christian. You might not be a believer. You might be someone who likes the English, the so-called British language. Well, you ask someone in Britain where they're from on a form, they don't know whether they're English, British, coming or going. I'm grateful that I have this canvas, but I don't think someone's home is the beginning of an opportunity. A home's a home. A house is a house. But let us not turn down the great, great ideas we have. Let us. Sometimes you need to converse with yourself surrounding your crazy, crazy, mad ideas, and don't go to your most closest peer, namely a parent. And in all of this, hold your ideas fast, keep traction up, and then at night time in the evening, post getting the job, submit to the quilt. God bless you guys.